What are the horses to follow? The forgetful runs, the stories. On Racing Pulse, bring on David Gately.
Bring on David Gately for his post-mortem. It was the big Australian Cup meeting at Flemington on Saturday. We had the Tancred and the Vinery in Sydney. And, of course, it seems a while ago now, but also the William Reid at Moonee Valley on Friday night. Gator, how are you?
I'm well, mate. How are you?
A lot of races to choose from. I'm well, thank you for asking. Which was your number one seed? Who did the fans of David Gately and the followers of Gately say was the run of the weekend?
Not a lot of fans, but there's a few that like to vote in the run of the day poll, that's for sure. Pretty tight this week. I didn't include Imperatrix. I think once you get that extra day, people just forget and they don't get any votes. But so it's predominantly Cascading and Prowess that secured, you know, over 80% of the vote between the two of them. Cascading with 43%, nudged out Prowess at 39%.
You were in agreement with that vote?
I wouldn't argue with you, same as I wouldn't argue with you what your favourite colour is and what your favourite band is. You know, it's an independent, there's no right or wrong, I don't think. If I was voting, I would have voted for Prowess, if that's what you're asking.
Mick Sharkey this morning seemed to have a bit of a pot on the Vinery form. He said, obviously, Prowess is a nice horse, but beat nothing. And if Prowess lined up in the Australian Cup on Saturday, it would have got beaten and beaten easily. What do you think?
Well, I think Prowess has easily beaten Campionessa. And Campionessa ran well in the Australian Cup, didn't she? So, you know, it's not a massive bridge to draw, or line to draw. I think Prowess certainly has significant scope to keep improving. And the other thing that's noteworthy is when she beat Campionessa, she had a far from ideal run. She did a lot of work in the first half of that race. The others went to her and she fought them off. I thought it was an outstanding win. And what was Campionessa beating? Two lengths in the Australian Cup. So, look, I like arguing with Michael as a rule, and I will again, because I think he would have measured right up.
Yeah, he's got no idea, let's be honest. So I'm in the Gator camp there. So what race would you target with her? There are so many options in a spring. She could be a Cox Plate horse, or she could be a Golden Eagle horse. What do you think's her best distance?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, but I know she's in really good hands, and you know, Roger James was quite emotional after the race, wasn't he? Said he thinks it's the best horse he's ever had. He's had some damn good ones. So, what will they target? I don't know. But look, there's no reason to think 2000 would pull her up. So, I wouldn't think the Cox Plate would be. Put it this way, they'll be thinking seriously about that and seriously about a Golden Eagle, I'd imagine, right now.
Cascadian was the obvious in the Australian Cup. He just needed a good ride, which Ben Mellum gave him, and now he's won over $8 million, Gator, three Group 1s, for a horse that had been maligned at certain periods of his career as a non-winner. He's certainly having the last laugh as an eight-year-old.
Oh, he is, and some of those runs in defeat were outstanding. You know, you can argue, you know, Champions Day at Flemington, he was probably the best run in that race. After a crawling tempo, they were forced to go a mile back. He's won a Doncaster handicap. He's won at Waits for Age, Group 1, and you know, there's an Australian Cup win, and the margin was just under a length, three quarters of a length. But the win was dominant. I mean, he wasn't even clear until 200 and change, and then flew over the top of them. And I don't think there's any doubt the right horse won that race.
Is there any other horse that you'd like to follow out of the race? I know there were a couple of other good runs, or is it one of those years where the Australian Cups are pretty even contest?
Both. Certainly a couple I want to follow in their right races, but certainly agree it was a pretty even contest. You know, without the elites there, Cascadian's almost there. You know, we've described him as an A or an A minus. You know, if your animos and that are A pluses, that makes sense. Numerian's run was very good. He wasn't given any peace in the lead. He still kicked and was only beaten by a good one. Difficult to miss the run of El Patroness for her right race. Badly held up, lovely work late. She was 80-1, but just the wrong race, you know, but she ran really well. Gee, there's a winning her, so she'll probably bob up at 10-1 somewhere. And there were a couple of forgive runs behind. The three-year-olds were both forgive runs, so we didn't get a guide on them, unfortunately.
Yeah, I thought Luna Flair hit the race too. Hit the line very nicely too.
Yeah, it did.
Was the most impressive win of the day the headline, the Boom Horse, What You Need? Did it run up to your expectations or maybe exceed them?
Certainly ran up to them. I think the most, the biggest plus, I think, with the win was very much still, learning. Still a work in progress, and that gives you that upside, doesn't it? I mean, when he was let down, it's not as if he went gun barrel straight, pinned the ears back and rocketed to the line. He still wanted to run around a bit out there, and he got ahead of Reynoso, and he might have waited a little bit, but look, he took a good scalp in Benedetta, Rich Fortune, no flouch, beaten two and true in three lengths, so some merit on the clock as well. Look, I think nothing's changed my mind, put it that way, that he and Benedetta are future Group 1 winners.
Yeah, it looks like a really deep race with a lot of form that'll come out of that as well. Anything else on the Flemington card that you think, hang on, we should be following? Well, actually, you know what? I've got to ask you about Goldman. Matt Stewart has anointed it the 2023 Melbourne Cup winner in waiting. Were you as taken with its performance in the Roy Higgins?
Excellent win, no doubt. It's not as if he crawled in the lead and kicked, at the 400 and held him off. He rolled along at a good speed, and he kept running all the way to the line. On and over the line, he's strong. He's beaten Sulcombe 2.7 lengths. It's a decent margin. Sulcombe's run very, very well, though, coming from last. Had to make a long, wide run. Still kept closing. So he was the one being anointed a few months ago, wasn't he, after that brilliant win Cup week. So I don't think he's lost any... I don't think if you're in his corner, you'd lose a lot of faith. But 2.7 lengths is a significant margin. Winner, terrific. Runner-up, very good. And what Sulcombe does give you is a line to draw because of the horses he was able to beat when he won impressively Flemington Cup week. It does tie in to some extent.
So are they rightfully up towards the top of the Melbourne Cup market, as you see it?
Yeah, we'll see who gets here from overseas.
Yeah.
It's always the key to our great race these days, isn't it? It's such a different race than back in the day. But certainly those two, certainly White Marlin, Francesco Guardi from the local perspective, there's not a hope it ends there. But there's a couple that are showing, we'll put it this way, connections would be going to bed pretty happy with themselves this time of year.
Mm. How strong was the Tancred in Sydney, Gator?
Look, I've seen stronger Tancreds, and you look at the honour roll of that race, and, some good ones have won it. We're talking about the elites of the turf have won this race. Now, none of these are that, so that puts that into perspective. But Arapaho's going really well. He's travelling well deep into his races and winning. I think if you're on Montefilia, you can consider yourself desperately unlucky, given, the mishap at the 500, and she's been beaten 0.3 of a length. So
what was that, Gator? Was it she hit a wet patch or something?
The running theory is she struck herself, and that's backed up when the stewards report to you. She pulled up 1 out of 5 lame. So that tells you that's probably the most likely scenario and conclusion to draw, yep.
Out of that race, the Tancred, which looked like a lead-up to the Sydney Cup, really. King Frankel was enormous. Varun de Clare was brilliant. I thought Cleveland hit the line really well. And if Gold Trip gets a wet track, he's definitely tracking in the right direction. Who's the number one seed you want to take out of the race?
Yeah, good question. I mean, they all ran well, didn't they? So, you could say that casts some aspersions on the race if they're all running well. But with Montefilia is a good line to draw because she was probably the best run in the race in a Caulfield Cup in the spring. So the Gold Trip ran second in that race and won a Melbourne Cup. So, pretty good form line if you're looking at it properly. Agree with you, King Frankel. If you're attacking the lead 800 from home, not many of those win that race doing that. So he's run very, very well. Cleveland was difficult to miss, savaging the line. I mean, he's won at 3,700 metres this horse, so he will stay, and he made his run probably not the best part of the track. So a lot to like about him Bowen declared, never stop trying, was a good, solid chase. He was well-suited in the run, though, given he had a tag up behind them and they went early. But, look, he's going really well. It all get down in the weights, don't they, into a Sydney Cup, which is obviously a handicap.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and Cleveland's been smashed. It's into $4 outright favourite now for the Sydney Cup.
Yep.
So you can see that market there. Outside of those feature races in Sydney, was there another horse that you were keen to put in the black book moving forward?
Yeah, look, it was difficult to miss the run of a tissue. She spotted them 20 lengths at one stage to my eye, and it's absolutely zoomed home in the Emancipation. What a lovely return from her. She's got a real touch of quality. Dynasty's a sneaky gem run as well out of that same race. So, there's obviously always... forgivable. You get a big day and competitive racing, you'll get a few that'll make the file, but there's a couple there that I think can win for us soon.
Actually, there's an SMS which has come through here saying, hey, Gator, have you ever been in a marathon season just going through the motions, then next season you come back like Usain Bolt? Because that's what's happened to Zarek. What's going on with him? That's Tom from Tamworth.
It's an interesting analogy because I think that... I think they tried to make Zarek a marathon runner, and he's just not. Usain Bolt is a world-class sprinter, but if they tried him at 10 kilometres, he'd be beaten a long, long way because he's just not that sort of athlete. So I think that's where they probably went wrong with Zarek, and I think they've openly said that. I think, Michael Hawks, I have echoes of him thinking that they tried to make this horse a genuine stayer and worked out it's not quite the case. You've got him right this prep. He's flying. His win on Saturday was exceptional. His sectionals home, fabulous.
I think they're toying with the idea of going to the Queen Elizabeth. How do you think he'd fit into a Queen Elizabeth up against the likes of Animo and what's the name of the international that was a Dubai Honor? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, Dubai Honor seems to be a little bit league of his own. Given the margin he put on those horses, that Animo was just getting by. Add to that, he was able to sustain speed. Now, Zarek's been able to do exactly that, as in sustained speed, in his win on Saturday. So there's no reason to think he won't be competitive. Bear in mind that the horse that ran seventh or eighth in a Cox Plate was beaten two or three lengths. So I think he's competitive.
Well, just on that, Modophilia and Cascadian both head towards a Queen Elizabeth as well. Could either of those horses upset the two favourites?
Well, Cascadian always runs well every time he runs, so I don't know why you would come out and think he won't run well again. Can he run by Animo? He's never been able to do that yet. So I think Animo has to be top seed for that stable. And Modophilia... Look, was thrashed by Dubina last time. But, it's a horse race, and, a lot can happen. But she's got to make up a lot of ground on that horse.
Hey, Gator, it's a little while ago, but there's an SMS which has come in saying, how did you rate the win of Cirilio Miss at the Valley on Friday night?
Exceptional. You just don't see that too often. She was off the pace early, wide. She had to be used up to sit second. And then raced away to win by 5.5 lengths. She did pretty much exactly what she did at Flemington the start before. Just that ability to sustain speed is pretty rare. And my first thought, because it's a Sunline Stakes, right? So my first thought was that the re-emergence of Sunline? Because that's what Sunline used to do.
Yeah.
She would just keep running. She was such a machine. And Cirilio, there were echoes of Sunline, the mighty Sunline in those two wins. She is the definition of airborne, this girl.
Well, I think the ratings that have just come out by Daniel O'Sullivan have her rating even around the mark of prowess with that win on Friday night.
Not a shock to me, at all, given what I saw, given the time, and given, the things that ratings don't tell you is you look at that race and it's not as if she went up and parked outside at moderate speed. She had to be used up. She's pretty much being, being asked for an effort for most of the race. yet she still smashed him. It was brilliant stuff.
Certainly was. What do you make of the William Reid as well, while we're talking about the Valley on Friday night?
Look, all honours the winner. Sat off a really genuine speed, made a move wide before the turn with no cut into the race, put them away, and then held them all off. So I don't know what else you can do. I know September Run and a few others run lucky and ran really well, but now she wins that race 10 times out of 10 with even luck for mine.
SMS coming through. I know you're a very busy man, Gator, but did you get a chance to see what Equinox did on World Dubai Cup night?
I did see it, and yeah, it's something you don't see all that often at that elite level, that sort of dominance. Obviously, I don't have like figures and that sort of stuff, but trust what you see, and that's as good as winners you'll see.
Unbelievable. This weekend's going to be fabulous. It's the first day of the championships in Sydney. Four Group 1s, the Doncaster and the TJ, the highlights as well. I can't wait to see this TJ Smith, Giga Kick in secret, Nature Strip, battling to see if he can win it for a fourth time in a row. Have you got an early gut feel of who you think is the best sprinter in Australia at the moment?
Look, I'm not sure who the best sprinter is. I think the title is up for grabs, given Nature Strip's last two defeats. He hasn't run poorly, but he's been beaten, his last couple now. By all reports, he worked brilliantly during the week, and I'm hearing Tab tighten him in a point. There are a few wanted to back him, and they say he's back to his best off a brilliant gallop. So just be careful if you're potting the champ. But I think the seat has been vacated, so it's a matter of whether he can climb back into it or one of these up-and-coming youngsters like a Giga Kick, an Everest winner, and a brilliant return can do same. Look, my gut feel is Giga Kick, to answer your question, but I'll need to sit down and do the race properly come Wednesday.
The Doncaster, traditionally such a big open wide event, is it one of the toughest races to find the winner in, or is it a handicap over the great famous mile that you think that you can sometimes find a little bit of value in?
Look, it's generally $6 or $7 a field, and that looks to be the case again. So the track, the condition's going to be really important. You know, given Fangirl's liking for dry ground, she's one of those favourites. Mr Brightside obviously won the race. Now he's got he had 50 kilos, now he's got to come up in the weight. So, but he's flying. And then you've got the three-year-old Dimension, and I'll be surprised if they don't measure up.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Gator, we've covered the weekend very well indeed. Those ones in the Forgive file, were there a few names just to throw at us?
Yeah, I think Babylon Berlin out of Friday night, certainly one of those. Charlemagne as well, who trialled well leading into that prep. And certainly quite a number out of Flemington. You know, I think Cardinal Gem's about ready to win now. And El Patroness we've touched on. A sneaky gem run was Wild Bell as well, the WA filly. So just for the right races, those. They're not elites, but if they find their right race, hopefully there's a couple of winners. 8, 10 to 1 winners, that's what we want.
Good on you, Gator. Enjoy the build-up to Champions Day, day one of the championships, and we'll go through those cards on Thursday.
That we will. Thanks, mate.